The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Talking Heads with Naughty and MJ is brought to you by the Bahamas Park and Beaches Authority, Burger King, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Stormframe.
It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brothers, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids, but then it changed. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Hear me.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
You've got it locked and loaded to the Friday, September 4th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. MJ will be joining us in the 5 p.m. hour. I have some special guests this hour. We will be checking in with Eleuther. I will be getting to my special guest from Eleuther in short order. But before we get to that, I just want to say happy Friday to everybody. Still kind of bummed out over my good friend, Stephen Legend. Stephen Davis. I mean, and MJ and I'll talk about it in the 5 o'clock hour, and we'll open up the lines for you guys to do tributes and texts. You can send your tributes now, but I mean, absolutely floored to hear that news yesterday and how it transpired. I was off yesterday, but I know Anku would have wanted to know prior to his show, tried to reach him, couldn't. So we talked at the very top of the hour of Anku's show, and who did a great job holding it down on Thursday for Talking Heads. Floored, shocked, heartbroken, sickened, devastated, depressed, demoralized. There's so many words you can use to go along with this sad situation. One thing I've learned through monumental losses in my life, I think the biggest being my mom. God's timing is perfect. And sometimes you have to just let go and let God. The legacy will live on forever. The name was correct. It was fitting. Legend. Hip-hop, art, Junkanoo, fashion, social scene. And Steph, very, you know, reflective. Very religious as well in the later portion of his life. And like I said, we'll talk more in the 5 o'clock hour, but I would be remiss if I didn't tell you how devastated I am. And folks in our peer group are devastated, taking nothing away from the younger generation who we touched, the younger generations we touched, and the older generations we touched. But us tweeners, you know, the bridge between young and old in this country, boy, we feeling it today. We lost one of our very best and our very finest. Very, very sad to know Steph is gone. So please keep his family in your thoughts and prayers. And like I said, we'll do some stuff in the 5 o'clock hour, some tributes as well. And we'll have plenty to talk about. MJ and myself, we'll have plenty to talk about. I want to remind you, join myself, Pearly, Stat Boy, Mega, and Clinton J this Sunday for the Press Box. All brought to you, of course, by The Island Game, KFC Nassau, Green Parrot, and Harborside Marine. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., getting you ready for the NFL season. all things NFL this Sunday. Normally we talk all international sports and local sports, but this Sunday, all things NFL, get your division previews in and out, and we'll have you ready for the NFL when it kicks off. And that truly is the most wonderful time of the year. Yep, that's my Johnny Mathis impersonation. If you like it, good. If you don't like it, stick your fingers in your ears. So, we're going to take a quick break. Before we take the break, obviously, like I said, I got special guests from Eleuthera. We'll get to them on the flip side of the break. But if you want to chime in, you want to be part of the conversation, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232. 325-4259, 325-4316. Toll free in any one of the Family Islands, 300-5720, 242-300-5720. Live stream, yep. Beam us, stream us live, take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for Fresh News Smart Talk all day, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Y'all text is fired up already. Naughty, y'all doing your joke of the day. Relaxed in the 5 o'clock when MJ get here, we'll do the joke of the week. Mr. Producer, I believe that's you, you know. I believe that's you who's really, you know, it's just encouraging our foolishness. But hey, if it works, it works. You know, that's what I'm talking about. So you know how to get in, you know how to chime in. And on the flip side of the break, like I said, we're going to go to Eleuthera. We're going to pick up the conversation in Eleuthera with my special guest. Like I said, I got folks in, they're going to be zooming in. We have Ms. Dune McKinney is going to be zooming in. And in addition to that, we're going to also hear from Octavia as well. So we're going to hear from two residents down there in Eleuthera, not just two residents, okay? Let me break it down for you. We're going to hear from, like I said, Octavia's a designer, Bahamian designer and creative consultant, native to the island of Eleuthera. She began her studies in the United States before moving to China to pursue a master's degree in digital design. Following her studies, she spent 6 years working across Asia as a media consultant, collaborating with boutique spaces and hospitality brands throughout China and Thailand. In 2025, Octavia returned to Eleuthera to establish her own design studio, bringing her international experience back to the Bahamas. Her studio works with boutique hotels and hospitality spaces across the Bahamas and Asia, providing creative direction, design, and media consultancy rooted in a strong sense of place. So we'll talk with Octavia and we'll talk with Dune. And Dune is quite the story. Dune went there for a wedding and never came back. That's what I talk about, like Robinson Crusoe in it. You know what I mean? Eighth generation Bahamian, Dune is. Her father was Senator Donald McKinney, CBE, member of the Order of the Bahamas, fought heavily in the 40s and 50s for women to get the vote and for people of color to be able to stay in a hotel or eat in a restaurant in their own country. Dune was born and raised in Nassau and moved to Governor's Harbor in 1975. Said Nassau was becoming too Americanized and crime was increasing. Excuse me. So she had red flags from the 70s. So she moved to Eleuthera to build her home in a safe, peaceful, and friendly part of the Bahamas and live a quiet life. And spent time as a child in North and South Eleuthera, but never to Central Eleuthera. And when she visited in the mid-70s, she was welcomed so warmly, the people of Governor's Harbor, that she decided to stay, camped out and built out. And that's 52 years ago. And she's there till this day. So we're going to talk with two very strong members of the community and the society up there in Eleuthera and get their take on this whole big Jacobs Entertainment project. And like I said, this is the third segment in this, and we're keeping an eye on it because obviously we want to keep it on the front pages, just like we want to keep Exuma on the front pages. But Eleuthera has a little different dynamic. Exuma, you know, had to play from behind in order to halt the process up there because contracts and permits had been granted in advance. This is a different situation. Eleuthera could get ahead of this ball and make sure that things are done, I's dotted, T's crossed, and things are done correctly to benefit everybody in Eleuthera, right? So we're going to have that conversation coming up on the flip side of the break. We're going to take that break right now. Flip side of the break, I'll be back with my guest from Eleuthera. I'm going to be talking all things you lose, including pineapples, on the Friday Talking Heads edition, the September 4th edition of Talking Heads. And boy, I tell you, Mr. Producer, can you feel it? Can you smell it? Smell that, right? That's football. That's what that is. Football. You can talk about that in the 5 o'clock hour. Let's get to the break.
And let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Instead of war on poverty.
Hungry for some serious beef? Then get ready, because Burger King Nassau is bringing back the double quarter pound king. That's a full half pound of flame grilled beef, topped with melty cheese, tangy mustard, crunchy pickle, and fresh onions. Served on a toasted sesame seed bun, classic style. Big flavor, big protein, big satisfaction. Get your double quarter pound king meal with medium fries and a drink for only $10.35. More food, less money, only at Burger King Nassau.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles, with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
The technicians at Muffler World on Mackey Street and Robinson Road can do a lot of things to make your car perform better. Like make sure the wheels are properly aligned, and that your brakes actually work, and that your car is using the correct oil, and in fact, has oil. Those same techs can replace your entire exhaust system. Check out Muffler World for the top of the line Walker muffler. Now, if you want your ride to sound rude, Muffler World can help you there too with a system by Flowmaster. Muffler World, Mackey Street and Robinson Road, mufflers, and a whole lot more.
Nassau, your next career opportunity awaits. Join the Great Stirrup Key Job Fair on Monday, June 29th and Tuesday, June 30th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Department of Labor, Carmichael Road. We're hiring certified lifeguards, landscapers, restroom attendants, cooks, assistant cooks, kitchen attendants, beach and yard attendants, environmental managers, assistant safety managers, and more. Bring your resume, passport, NIB card, and police record. Take the next step in your career with Great Stirrup Key.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for The Buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah.
Hear me in.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same.
Never be the same, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah.
I see no changes. All I see is racist faces. Misplaced hate makes disgrace to races. We under. I wonder what it takes to make this one better place. Let's erase the wasted. Take the evil out the people. They'll be acting right. Cause both black and white and smoke tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. It takes guilt to be real time to heal each other. And although it seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. The penitentiary's packed and it's filled with blacks. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a G today.
But you made it in a sleazy way. Selling it back to the kids.
I gotta get paid.
But hey, well, that's the way it is.
Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah.
Hear me in.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on. Come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same.
Never be the same. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah.
You gotta make a change.
Whip, I got you on the Friday, September 4th edition of Talking Heads. You're in your company right up until 6 p.m., and we're into the first hour. And we do have our guests from Exuma joining us right now. And I'd like to welcome them to the show. Ladies, how are you? Welcome to Talking Heads.
Hi, hi.
Hi there, Eleuthera.
Did I say Eleuthera or did I say Exuma?
Exuma.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, yeah, you said Exuma, but we're
I'm fighting hard for Exuma and I'm fighting hard for Eleuthera. I got you guys on today, Eleuthera, and then Exuma's on Tuesday. So like I said, it's important what's going on in both family islands. My apologies, but yes, what's going
don't
on
worry,
in Eleuthera.
No,
we're one Bahamas.
And don't pick on me. My grandpa was from North Palmetto Point, so there you go. Just take your time. But glad to have both of you here and to talk with some residents, obviously. But obviously, influential residents. Don, let's start with you. You've been there for 52 years. You said, in the 70s, you went for a wedding?
No, I didn't go for a wedding. But I just came to check
visit.
It out. Yeah.
Just came for a little visit, little excursion.
When I came
never
to consider back. Moving here, and when I, people were so welcoming. And I came by myself. Nobody knew me. I didn't know a single person. And I felt like just, it was family, like right away. We have this feeling in this settlement of a family. And it was really powerful. So I stayed and I'm still here. My whole family, my kids were born in the house I built, you know, the grandkids grew up here. We've been here. We're part of like the trees and the lizards. We're part of it.
Right. And that's why I wanted to talk to you guys too. Like people who actually live there and are part of the fiber of what's going on down there. Now, Octavia, you're a designer and creative consultant. Now, not only are you from Eleuthera, but you began your studies in the United States before moving to China.
Yeah, that's correct.
And then obviously you did your thing over there in China. You pursued a master's degree in digital design. And you were also in over there for 6 years working across Asia, correct?
Yes, that's correct. I was working in Shanghai and Bangkok in Thailand. And that was lovely. But, you know, I was over there for about 6 years. And at a certain point, you have that little itch to come back home. And so I just moved back home, you know, last year to kind of continue the work that I was doing.
And I know that you, like you said, you returned to establish your own design studio, bringing your international experience back to the Bahamas. Let us know a little bit more about the studio. And it says that you work with boutique hotels and hospitality spaces across the Bahamas and Asia. So obviously, maybe we need some of your insight with this potential Jacobs Entertainment, because obviously
you know
the size and the magnitude of it is rather grandiose. It's kind of big.
Yeah, it's kind of big and it seems a little lost. I think from very early on, you can tell that there's no real sense of direction or like connection to the actual island. And that's really unfortunate that this is the type of project that we're having proposed to us, you know, and in this way is really, really unfortunate for such a beautiful island and with so much potential. I think that we've really gone astray in terms of what the island should be developing into.
Well, I look at both this project and I look at the Integral project over there in Exuma, and I think initially, and they were caught in the embryonic stages, and they could have actually been scaled down so that they
yes.
could have worked, because I think boutique is the way that the family islands need to go. We've got the
yes.
mega resorts in New Providence and Grand Bahama, so I think the family islands need to go boutique. I think that's the sustainability of it all. You know,
100%.
Talking with Eric Carey,
yeah.
that's the sustainability of it right there. That's what we have to do for generations of Bahamians to come.
Yeah, and that's the thing. When people come to these islands, particularly Eleuthera, they're not coming to come to a big hotel. They're not coming to play in casinos and sit up in their 10-story hotel room and stay in there forever. You know, there's a certain charm that comes along with island life. And these big hotels have really struggled to capture that, which is one of the many reasons why we are very much pushing back on this particular development.
And you mentioned casinos briefly, but we looked at the fact that nothing has really been successful. No casino brand has been successful in the family islands. I don't have it right here in front of me, but I can mention Bimini, Grand Bahama, you know, several other, you know, family islands that attempted to do casinos. And like I said, I
yeah.
don't have it right here in front of me, but it is a known fact that all of them failed miserably.
Yeah.
And I don't think Eleuthera needs to go through that. That could be a different experience brought for locals and guests alike.
Yeah. And there's a certain element of that we often don't discuss is the aftermath of failed projects on the island. Like that is, we can push back on these things and they happen a lot, but you can look at projects like Club Med or other projects that have been here and then they fail for one reason or the other, and then we're left with the ruins of it. People
you become eyesores.
Pardon me?
I said they become eyesores. You know,
they become eyesores. So many people lose their jobs. They become eyesores in the community. The land goes undeveloped and and then Bahamian people can't access it. So there's a plethora of issues that comes along with developments like these.
Now, June, I'm going to get to you in a second because I want your take on the town hall meeting. But Octavia, what was your take? What was your impression of the town hall meeting that you guys recently had? And I saw that a lot of Eleuther came out. A lot of Eleuther was vocal. A lot of Eleuther was boisterous. And I think that's a good thing. And Eleuther needs to stay unified in this all the way through.
Yeah, I one thing that I certainly love about my country is that we don't play about beaches. We don't play about development. I can't speak for Nassau, but particularly Eleuther, this is not the first project to come here and face really major pushback from the general community. But yeah, so.
And I don't know why y'all were being so difficult, you know, with that gentleman, because he offered y'all,
you know what, it was,
he offered to waive beach access for you guys to give y'all access to the beaches. God.
That was one of the most frustrating things he said the entire time. And I'll be honest, I think I quite enjoyed the town hall meeting because it really showed the community's sentiment towards these types of projects. Like, I feel like there are many people, both Bahamian locals and winter residents and residents here just in general, that were very vocal about opposing the proposal. And on top of that, the gentleman's attitude was actually quite horrible. You cannot believe. He was so rude to so many people. And so there's so many different aspects of this that give Eleutherans a really negative taste in their mouth about, you know, what's happening.
Now, Dune, people don't know about you. Like you said, you've been there. You spent your whole life there. Your family is from there. And yes, you know, your daughters, Kasherine and Taj, are no stranger to activism and doing big things, especially Kasherine, with Brief, no stranger to the show here. But we spoke with Kasherine last week. Talking to you now, what was your take as one of the more veteran members of the Eleuther community? I haven't been there for 52 years. What was your take at the town hall meeting, number one? Do you think your points did they get across, number two? And what's your take on this whole thing? Do you think it's a good thing for Eleuther, short term and long term, or do you think there needs to be amendments done?
I think it would be a disaster for Eleuther. I mean, first of all, we're progressing so steadily. I mean, we have the Ministry of Tourism describes Eleuther as one of the most compelling growth stories. We already have as much growth as we need. I mean, we've got a huge development happening on North Window. We've got the Sunset Marina happening right in the middle of Governor's Harbor. We've got this proposal for the old Club Med property, and that's a whole nother ballpark. But I mean, Jacob saying, I'm gonna come and save you. And he spoke in such a patronizing way. There's not one person, patronizing and rude both, but not one person, I've talked to probably at least 40 people who were at the meeting, who were disgusted with the way he spoke to the inhabitants of the island that he's coming to save. First of all, we don't need saving. We're doing very well. And secondly, it's like he doesn't know who we are, even though he said he's been coming here a lot. He doesn't get our culture here. He just, you know, I think it would be a disaster. And I really feel that a casino would fundamentally change the nature of Governor's Harbor. I feel, and even the survey that ORG did, the Organization of Responsible Government, did a survey this year, 80% believe that Jacob's development would significantly alter the whole feeling of Governor's Harbor. And actually, we like it the way it is. I mean, the people that live here like it, but also the visitors like it. I mean, we have 70% of visitors returning to this island. I mean, I know.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's right. And we're growing as fast. We can't. If we go any faster, it'll be
unsustainable.
I mean, there's huge trucks going through town, you know, bumping into people, and it's going very fast already.
And some of the proposals with the development would alter the scenery and landscape in Eleuthera forever. And obviously the crown land giveaway in the whole deal, that makes zero sense to me.
Well, the cut and fill, I am totally against that. I mean, Jacob says every single person who buys a house on his development will have a view of the sea. Well, he wants to, what he said at the meeting was that he wants to cut and fill. So take the fill and put it and make beaches on the rocky foreshore in places that there is no beach. And we've got plenty of beaches. We don't need to make beaches out of fill. And then all the inhabitants of, like, the creatures that live on those rocky foreshores would all be destroyed because it would all be covered up with fill. And it just doesn't work to play God, if you will. I mean, mm-hmm. we have enough beaches. We don't need to make beaches on rocky foreshore. We don't need to put restaurants up on a high hill, you know, so that they can get a better view. I don't know. I just think that environmentally, it's not being thought out. And he keeps changing his story. So if one thing doesn't work, like if the crown land doesn't work, then the next week it's the solar power. But I don't think he has, I think he said himself, we can check on the transcript, but I don't think he has any experience with solar power. And the government is in the process of doing solar power in Hatchet Bay. And the land that he said he, in his maps, show solar farms on land that he doesn't even own. So it's kind of like nobody believes him because it changes every time a new proposal. I think he's kind of saying,
and as many times as I hear from Eleuthera on a regular on this show, that power just went off, came back on, just went off on a daily basis. He shouldn't play with the emotions of Eleutherans when it comes to power. You all went straight power provision.
Yeah, I think the thing with that is he, in his proposal, he made it seem as a lot of like a lot of the development he would be doing would be directly catering to the general public or the general community, funneling power back into the grid. And that is something that a lot of developers say when they come here, and that never comes to fruition. And unfortunately, that is just the case. And that should not be dependent on whether a developer comes here or not. That should genuinely be our government's job to ensure that the infrastructure in the islands is enough to support the development. And that has not been the case. And so it is very much a pipe dream that he's selling. He's selling this idea of community benefit, and it's very much a pipe dream. It's there's a lot of issues with the idea that he's selling, specifically also regarding the crown land that he mentioned. So in his proposal, he was saying that he proposed a private-public partnership where the government would grant him access to crown land and they would do developments in terms of houses for local and this, that, and the next. But that is that in no way does that have anything to do with this development. So as an audience member that was listening to him speak, it very much sounded like, I will help your community if you give me these X amount of acres of crown land, which is ridiculous because he's bought up so many acres, so many hundreds of millions, if I'm
40 million is what he said.
40 million, sorry. So many millions of dollars of land for you to now want access to crown land that Bahamians can barely get access to. Yeah, so it definitely came across as very sketchy and unintentional. Like Dune was saying, he wanting to cut down a lot of the hills in Eleuthera to make it a little more flat where he wanted it to be. It shows a lack of appreciation for the natural environment. There's a lack of appreciation for the culture. There's a lack of appreciation for the people. So many issues with the project. Yeah.
And also, we're trying to find out which land he actually owns, because he's published a number of proposed master plans mm-hmm. that show property that he does not own at all. So, you know, nobody knows what to believe. And also about what permits have already been granted. The government agencies have been asked for months which land he's been given to clear, and we have not had any response. So mm-hmm. we're really hoping that the government will, you know,
step up.
Step up. I mean, the government is supposed to be there to serve the people, mm-hmm. and the people clearly are not happy with what is being proposed.
Yeah. Hey, can you imagine that the one time a representative from the prime minister's office comes to the island to talk about crown land, it's in regards to giving it to a foreigner, giving so many acres to a foreigner. I mean, that's insane. That's like, if anything would make me mad today, it's that. They haven't been to the island to talk about anything regarding crown land, giving it to people for different reasons, but you come here to give it to a millionaire, billionaire foreigner. That's insane.
And something like 175 acres, right?
It's about 100, the old Navy base, but
175,
I believe, is the bit right next to it, which he currently already owns, sea to sea.
Yeah.
I think he wanted the crown land as well.
Yeah.
Well, he did. He said he did.
Yeah.
He put it in the proposal. But then in the meeting, he said, it's off the table, he said. I'm not going to do the public-private partnership. He said, I never did want it. But he had told us that he did want it. So people are starting to wonder, you know, what to believe,
what does he really want?
Not to believe.
Yeah.
And the same with the housing. Like, he's been promising free housing, and he's been promising affordable housing. But the problem is, if you look at his track record, and there are people looking, it's all public information, it's not speculation. He tore down, demolished huge amounts of low-income motels in Reno and promised that he would build affordable
housing. Well, I was just going to bring that up, and it took him years to get it going, correct?
No, nothing's happened, apparently. From what I have read is that 9 years later, those people who lost their homes, I mean, they may not have been very nice, but they were still a home.
Yeah.
Nothing has happened in 9 years in his promises for affordable housing. So why would people in Governor's Harbor believe this man? It just doesn't add up.
Yeah. It sounds like a lot of a pipe dream that he's trying to sell to push his project forward. And then there are no checks and balances in place. So there's no contracts happening saying if you complete this much of the development, then you need to complete this much of the infrastructure for the community, X, Y, and Z. And that was actually asked about during the meeting. And I will say the representatives that were on the panel, because he spoke most of the time, but there are also representatives on the panel. And to be honest, they were not any better with giving direct information. It was all just around the bush. Let me make you feel good. They were like, yeah, of course, for environmental reasons, if you do this, then you'll have to do checks. But then that's never any proof given to the Bahamas, to the general public.
Well, and no Freedom of Information Act, no Procurement Act will never get that kind of information, especially as to what studies were done environmentally with any of these projects.
Exactly, yeah.
And then there's the financial picture. I mean, I think that we as a country, we need to vet the people who say they're going to come in and develop on all the different reasons for developing a country. But one of them is, if you're financially as unstable as he is, and, you know, he's been downgraded, his company's been downgraded to a B-, which means that it can be, you know, it's really any adverse conditions, which we know the world is very unstable.
Yeah.
Any adverse conditions make that company very liable to have problems. And then he has huge debt. So it appears that this is like a rescue operation. I mean, I'm not a financial analysis, but, you know, it seems like this is a method for him to get investors to help him pay his debts in America, which some of them are due in 2029, which is pretty soon. You're not going to build a whole, you know, 350 houses. That was on
his... You have to keep an eye on that.
Yeah, you're not going to be getting your money back by 2029. So it just doesn't add up.
Yeah, there's a lot of sketchiness happening, and I think one of the biggest issues I have with the proposal that he put forward is that it seems to be there doesn't seem to be any sensible staging happening. So in my mind, if you want to build multiple hotels, which the proposal showed, even though he lied about it and said there are only going to be 8 units, then in my head, you should be pushing for the first hotel, not this entire development. Does that not make sense? Why would you need approval for this entire, to change the entire landscape in order to start one phase of the project?
Shouldn't you have a plan already in place to make it easy for ease of access to get going and get business in and immerse yourself in the community you're trying to get to? I see a lot of changes here, a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's another thing. The casino, he wants to build to fund the project.
Right. That's what he said. The casino funds the project. So he doesn't already, it appears that until the casino is built, he doesn't have the money to fund the project, or he doesn't have the investments, the investors to put the money in. But I mean, I have a big issue with casinos. I think casinos bring the wrong sort of people. I think it would destroy the social fabric of Governor's Harbor.
Well, I think for somewhere as pristine and quaint as Eleuthera, yes, a casino doesn't serve a purpose. Obviously, in the bigger islands with the mega resorts, they do serve a purpose. But in this case, yeah. No, sir, we don't need it, especially if there have been proven failures over the years. It's proven that they don't work in the family islands, then don't bring casinos for the family islands. Let's look at something else.
Yeah.
Well, we don't need them. I mean, we're growing very, very steadily. I mean, our visitors are up 69% from 2019 to 2024. And last year, the arrivals, for air arrivals from overseas into Governor's Harbor went up 40.6% that's from 2024 to 2025. So, you know, we're growing very fast. Mm-hmm. And if for something to be sustainable and to work within the culture, so it's lots of levels. It's not just the environment. It's the
right. It's
the culture. I mean, yeah. The way, you know, do people stop hailing each other? I mean, somebody said to me, well, I don't have to take my keys out of the car. And you know, I don't want my kid.
Well, I got a good air. I don't have to take my keys up my car. I don't have to lock my door. My God, nope. Brag. Question though, where is the minister in all of this? Obviously, you know, you have the Minister of Works, you know, who represents Eleuthera in the House. Where's Mr. Sweden in all of this?
I think that's another thing that is not clear, and there's a lack of transparency on both the development side and the government side. So for example, for this development meeting to happen and have a representative of the office of the Prime Minister there, no one knows how that got there. No one knows what conversations have been had. No one knows who's responsible for what in the general public. So a lot, and speaking additionally to that, there's a general sentiment of it being very easy to slide money under the table to get things done. And so a lot more transparency from the government as well in terms of what their role in this is would be amazing, because currently there's none, I feel like. Our minister was not at the meeting, and I don't know his sentiment towards
it. Well, he was away on government business, and then he was away for his family vacation before the school year,
right.
Which is another thing. A lot of people were really upset that these meetings, this one and the Miles Ahead, mm-hmm. happened when so many Bahamians are away, because mm-hmm. it's just before school, so getting ready for school and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. So he hasn't told us yet, but I mean, but I agree, we do need transparency. I mean, why does it take months mm-hmm. to find out if any permits have been given?
Yeah.
We've been asking since April, mm-hmm. and we're now in September.
And yeah, I mean, obviously you need to know what permits were given and how is it going to affect the project, how is it going to affect Eleuthera in general. Now, as we're creeping into the Exuma territory, where you have permits that are given that could ultimately, if done incorrectly and allowed to transpire, could affect the landscape of Exuma for the rest of our existence. And yeah. we could lose some of the most pristine landscape in the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was particularly talking about permits to clear land, mm-hmm. because land has already been cleared.
But now we have to start looking at how it's being cleared. What effect is it? Coastal clearance? Is it inland clearance? So on and so forth. What effect is that going to have?
Well, it's tearing down endangered plants. If 4 months later we haven't been given an answer, more land could be cleared without permits or even with permits. But I agree with Octavia, the people need a bit more transparency. And the government has said, and Mr. Sweeting has also said, that he will follow the will of the people. Well, the will of the people was very, very clear. You asked me about the meeting, and I didn't finish, but the other thing I did want to say was Mr. Jacobs asked for a show of hands of who supported the public-private partnership, and one hand went up in the whole room. And the room was, you know, probably close to 300 people, and it was out the door. So. Yeah. So the people have really clearly spoken. And the question is, will our government listen to the people? Right. And will they tell us what's going on?
Yeah. Will they honor the wishes like they said they would? And what extent are they going to honor what exists on the island? And I just kind of want to just touch back on the idea of them changing the landscape. It's not only that they're changing the island's landscape, they're essentially changing the social fabric of the entire island. And so here's the thing. In medicine, there's this thing called the risk-benefit ratio. And so every time you take a medication or someone is prescribing you a medication, they want to see the risk versus the benefit that it's happened, that's going on, and essentially weigh the good versus the bad. And I feel like that has certainly not been done with this project. For example, this idea that they're somehow bringing jobs and development to the island, but then essentially ruining the culture of the island, ruining the culture of the town. There's essentially no risk-benefit ratio that's been done. And from what we can see, and clearly Governor's Harbor and the island people have spoken, this seems to be more of a risk than a benefit to the island.
I would agree with that. And also the promise of jobs. I mean, I thought Diane Phillips wrote a really good article about that. Mm-hmm. And I agree. I mean, if you try to get a plumber or a carpenter or an electrician in Eleuthera, you're going to wait months.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone who has a profession and wants to work has work. And if you don't, you can go to CTI, the one Eleuthera place for the Center for Training and Innovation. Nowadays, you don't even have to leave the island to get training. Wow. So this job, we're really, there's a lot more opportunity to get a profession. And this promise of jobs, it's just so not true.
Not realistic at all. And the question is not just, are you bringing jobs, but what type of jobs are you bringing? And I'd love to know who so far was involved in the development of this project, which lawyers have they dealt with, who was on the committee that did not have to be Bahamians. I would love to know which Bahamians they've hired so far, because what happens with these large developments are typically you've got foreigners holding higher positions and Bahamians holding more menial positions. And this project does not look any different. So I'll tell you right now, I don't think any more Bahamians on the island want more menial jobs. There are so many people on the island that are going off, getting degrees, getting trained. And this is not the type of development that's going to come in and hire them and pay them the wages that they want to be paid. So what type of benefit is this really to the island, other than filling the pockets of Mr. Jacobs?
Yep, that's pretty much what it sounds like to me, what's been the whole premise all along. Once I'm straight, we can make sure that you have beach access, and we'll do the power, and we'll do, no. I think Bahamians have been the conch for far too long. We can no longer be the conch in all of this. So well, I appreciate this.
Yeah, oh, sorry, I didn't mean.
No, go ahead.
So I wanted to kind of bounce off on that too. Like two things. Well, one is the housing, because there would be.
Next question. If it's going to be a building boom, and we all know that there are housing shortages in Eleuthera, Exuma, Albuquerque.
Very hard.
Andres, how are we going to facilitate housing for the workers?
very, very hard for locals to get housing, very hard. And with foreigners buying this much land up all around, you know, you can't live down the street from your Grammy and the kids can't walk over to Grammy for dinner or after school because it's, I mean, this guy's bought up land all around Governor's Harbor. I mean, in the past, we had the Foreign Investment Board that said foreigners couldn't buy up that much land around the settlement. And, you know, it makes
and that's to the tune of $40 million worth of real estate, correct?
Sorry?
That's about $40 million worth of real estate, correct?
That's what allegedly. That's what he said. Allegedly. I mean, and then the rest he said is under contract, but that's probably another 200 million. I mean, it's a lot of land.
Yeah.
So where are the locals going to live and how can they buy the land?
Yeah.
So, you know, the benefit is zero. In fact, it's minus. And the other thing of what you were just starting to say is that I think people are starting to realize that these promises are not worth it. What Octavia was saying about the risk to benefit, the risks are huge.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hopeful that we as a people
is the risk worth the reward
can find our voice
right.
Because it's the same thing happening in the Exuma and Green Turtle Key. People are realizing we have to stand up for our rights. We have to stand up and voice our concerns.
Well, I want to,
yeah.
I want to encourage you to keep fighting and keep making, you know, your opinions known and heard. You have a platform here on Talking Heads for you to get your message out to the nation. But obviously, you know, we have to protect Eleuther like we have to protect Exuma, Abaco, Grand Bahama for generations of Bahamians to come.
Yeah,
and then obviously for the winter birds who love our island so much that they make the investment to spend, you know, the back end of their life here in the Bahamas. And I'm not mad at it. If you like us that much and you do it responsibly, respectfully, you immerse yourself in the community, I don't have a problem with it.
Yes, absolutely.
But I think it needs to be generational for Bahamians. So we are not letting this go to the back pages. I'm going to love to talk to you guys in the future. And when I talk to you guys in the future, obviously, I want to have more information from you guys, just like how you brought it today. And this was very insightful for us to know exactly where Eleuther stands. But I think one thing we can take away, Eleuther as a whole is not for this resort, at this project at the moment. So we have to keep an eye on it because if it gets up and running all of a sudden overnight, something's been done without the proper consultation and coming to the people
correct.
Of Eleuther.
Yes, 100%.
Well, and that's what the survey showed earlier this year, and that's what the town meeting showed. You know, people are clearly not for it, clearly, and with good reason. You know, they're not just saying no development. And I think we, as a community in Governor's Harbor, we're not anti-development.
Nope.
We want development that fits in with the character, the culture, the environment, and which is sustainable. I don't see this as being sustainable. We're going to have like 30 years of construction and digging
and,
up.
And if it goes belly up and you can't find a buyer, now you're stuck with an eyesore like Alukaya that can't sell, that's just going to be there. And we have several other properties like that throughout the archipelago, and we don't need another one. We need stuff that's going to be viable and beneficial to Bahamians long term and short term.
Yeah,
and it's millions of dollars to do the repair for all these failed developments.
Yep.
I don't have the figures, but I've seen them. It's millions of dollars. And I think all developments should put up a very big bond for in case of failure. Mm-hmm. But in this case, I mean, I just don't think it should go forward because nobody wins. I mean, I think it's a lose-lose situation.
Yeah.
There you go. But I appreciate you chiming in. We do have to get to the break. We do have to get to the news. But like I said, you do have a platform, so we will have you back. We will talk more. And please continue to do your due diligence and fight it and keep us posted, and we will get the message out.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, we really appreciate the chance to speak up a bit.
Yeah.
No problem, man. And when you need to get on again, we'll make it happen again, all right? But thank you so much. We're going to get to the news right now. And on the flip side of the break in the 5 o'clock hour, MJ's going to join us. We got a ton of things to talk about, so keep it right where you got it. The Friday, September 4th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay.
It's took all the trees and put them in a tree museum. And they charged the people a dollar and a half to see them. No, 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 don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone. You'd be a paradise and put up a fucking lie.
Since 1999, Storm Frame Windows has been the name Bahamians trust for authentic, tested, impact-rated windows and doors. 26 years, zero failures during Hurricane Dorian. Somewhere, a hurricane is still filing a complaint. Protect your biggest investment. Call Storm Frame Windows at 325-6633. Storm Frame Windows, proven since 1999, undefeated ever since.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Pentagon, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon, Island Game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game, so put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Some things just belong together. KFC crispy chicken, creamy honey mustard, and delicious bacon. Get them all in one irresistible bite with the new Honey Mustard Crunch Chicken Sandwich at KFC Nassau. Get your Honey Mustard Crunch Sandwich for only $8.95, including VAT. Or go big with the Honey Mustard Crunch Bag that has a piece of finger-licking good chicken, a drink, fries, and biscuit, plus a sweet mango dessert treat for one low price. Mm. This sandwich was meant to be finger-licking good and is only at KFC.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity Personal Loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity. We're good for you.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place.
How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way.
Long way.
From where we began,
you know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
Tell you.
When I see you again.
For
wish you both go out your way. And the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond. And that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood come first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn. And that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone.
Well, I got you on the Friday, September 4th edition of Talking Heads. Naughty and MJ and your company right up until 6 p.m. And got to do that one up right there for my late great brethren, Stephen Davis, a.k.a. Stephen Legend. Can't believe I'm saying this. I don't want to say it. I don't want to put it in this, you know, in those kind of terms. I am absolutely heartbroken, absolutely crushed. MJ, how are you? I know you got your sentiments as well. Okay, you got to stop now.
No, hey, Naughty. Nope. I'm here. Good afternoon, Bahamas. Oh, boy. This is really just such a hard day.
I feel I need to share this because I look around, MJ, and somebody made a joke the other day, and it was like, Naughty, we the last or the first. And in the moment, it's funny, you know, ha, 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 ki, ki, ki. And then when you sit down and you start thinking, this one gone, that one gone, this one gone, we lost this one, we lost that one, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
And then to get the news yesterday, pretty sure that's why I called Anku, and I didn't mean to take that liberty, but Anku knew Steph, I knew Steph, we all love Steph, come on. It's a no-brainer right there, respect too.
And that's the thing about it. I think definitely anyone that knew Steph just would have positive things to say about him because he was such a positive person, such a like a gentleman. Every interaction that I've ever had with him has been, you know, overwhelmingly positive. I remember when we used to take the kids down to Airbrush Junkies, because if you're a baseball mom, you know that when baseball season starts, there's a couple of things that the kids must have when it comes to their uniforms. And having those really special...
Hold on, let's get it at what I call the puppy poop stage, where everybody's from puppy poop. Yeah, from T-ball, 6U, 8U, 10U is the Airbrush rights of, Central.
Airbrush Junkies Central, the rites of passage was that you had to go down there and get your helmet customized by Steph himself, because he would always make the kids something like really cool. And that was the thing, everybody just always showing off. Okay, Steph did that for you. Look what he did for me. His artwork was so, so special. You know what I mean? And that's why I say he's touched generations, because I know a lot of older people are familiar with his work as well.
And you know, Steph was such a giver that when Airbrush Junkies closed up, some of the Airbrush artists that he had mentored went on to open up their own store.
That's
Slime
right.
Slime was another one, the late Slime, who tragically was another, you know, murdered statistic in this country. Still, that hasn't been resolved either, that case.
Yeah.
And we want justice for Slime. And he was one who kind of took over the kids, you know, airbrushing for the kids.
Yeah.
And these kids, they're generational. They're people who know generations, older, middle-aged, you know, younger, and kids, because they in what they do for a living, they cross a lot of paths.
And those artists inspired so many young Bahamians. I even remember a show, it was either Laugh Fest or Love Fest. One of the shows we did.
It probably was
a Love Fest, because we used to do little different things for Love Fest shows. And Steph did a performance where he painted an art piece. I think he did it. It was like a charity tie-in or donation or something like that. And he painted this piece, but he painted it upside down. And it wasn't like until it was completely done, he flipped it and everybody was going crazy because it was such a great piece. His talent was phenomenal, exceptional, you know.
Two things just came up.
Exceptional.
You said his exceptional talent and so many people cross paths. Let me tell you when me and Stephen Legend's talents cross paths. Way back in the day. A lot of us home from college, we were part of that generation of, okay, we ever want to perform, we ever want to do music, but it don't have to be just traditional Bahamian music. We want to rap, we want to sing, we want to come with R&B. And there was a group that was out there called Black Juice. And it was Obi Amanoz, Milo Doxson, Stephen Davis. Later on, the late Big Bra joined up with them. Lord bless the dead. That's another one we lost.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was very familiar.
Big Cliff was my boy, man.
His talents when it comes to music as well. Yeah, for sure.
And I know right now, Cliff whispered in my ear, Naughty, keep it going, but hold it together. Situations be like that. And they approached me. They said, like, look, we see you doing these contests and stuff during spring break. We see you hosting stuff at the club. Come be the hype man for the group, man. Get everybody hyped and you rap too. And before we knew it, it was Black Juice and there's a couple other crews that did the line and stuff. Shout out to the Droopy. Mario Sabich, another one, big member of that crew as well. And then they went on to do Soldiers of the Earth. But Steph was multi-talented, Metaphor, Spigger of Feast. That was his name in the group, you know what I mean? Mm. He had some ill lyrics. Then he was the brilliant artist that we know him as. Innovated with the Airbrush Junkies, you know what I mean? Innovated with Infusion, what he did with Junkanoo on multiple levels. Taking entertainment as people matured, okay, you don't have to be in the club. Let's do some paint and sip. Let's do some other things.
Yeah.
Multi-talented trailblazer. Always encouraged me to, always told me, say, man, nobody do it like you. See, I am always amazed how you make Bahamians and tourists laugh, but how you make tourists laugh every night, in and out, in and out, in and out. That is nothing easy to do. And coming from a friend, that meant something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Somebody you come up with. And to know that... you know, when I saw that he passed yesterday, I was like, hold on now. Steph wasn't sick. Steph wasn't ill. What happened? What's going on?
Yeah.
And then to see how he passed, I'm mortified. All I would say is, again, my condolences and my prayers go out to the family. But when you all come through this, because God is good and God will guide you through this. And remember, I always tell you, God's timing is perfect. Sometimes you can't question it. You just got to go with it. When the smoke clears and the dust settles, you'll find a good lawyer. You'll sue the Miami-Dade Police Department. You'll sue the U.S. Armed Services Board. All of that. Because those kind of police chases were supposed to been dissolved years ago.
Well, maybe. I mean, they may have been, you know... acting within operational guidelines. But I will say this, it saddens.
You can't have a whole human lose their life in a foreign country at the hands of foreign armed services and not be compensated. It's not going to bring him back, but at least the legacy could continue. Or get the funds from it and give out several art scholarships to talented Bahamian artists to go off to some of the finest art schools with the Stephen Legend Davis Memorial Scholarship.
Yeah, I mean, my deepest sympathies and condolences.
John Beadle is another one. John just come to me. John Beadle is another great artist we lost already this year.
His condolences go out to his family. And, you know, the whole country is mourning right now because, like I said, so many people knew Steph. So many people love Steph. And then it did hurt. If I'm being honest, it did hurt to hear that he passed the way that he did, because you have some 21-year-old kid who they're alleging is a deserter that the police were trying to apprehend. He runs through the stop sign like that, and it ends in tragedy the way that it did. It is painful. But I know that even when, you know, things are really, really hard the way they are today, just thinking about him, thinking about what we lost as a country, because I know that this is a deep and personal loss for his family, but I think a lot of the country is mourning. The whole country is mourning. You know, we got some statements from, you know, our political leaders. Even the prime minister put a statement out there. That is the effect of Steph. Like, he was well recognized because he was so talented and such
a great
representation.
And that's just the persona and the celebrity. He was a great dude, a great man, a great father. I mean, he was a great person.
Yeah, he was one of the best of us. He was one of the best of us. And that is what we lost as a country when we lost Stephen Davis.
Now, Mr. Producer, I want you to line this one up because I want to pay tribute with this one right here. And anybody from my generation will get it. As soon as they hear it play, they will know it. And this was the era that Steph and myself and Obi and Cliff and Milo, and a lot of other young rappers back in the day as well, too. Shout out to Shadow Fox. Shout out to Johan the Man, a.k.a. Reality. Yep, that same one right there. Okay? Mad Brat, the Selector, all of that crew that was brave enough to say, no, we gonna do hip hop. Part of the Poet, then we gonna put it on the map. And this was the time when these were the artists that were influences on us. Pete Rock and C.S. Mood were definitely one. So I only think it poetic and fitting to replay the T to the R to the O to the Y. They reminisce over you. Steph, we gonna miss you, my brother. I can't believe you're gone. Mr. Producer, run the track.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back, yeah. 22 years ago to keep it on track, uh-huh. The birth of a child on the 8th of October, like a toast, got my granddaddy, count all the fingers and the toes. Now I suppose you hope the little black boy grows. Yeah. 18 years younger than my mama. But I really got a really good girl of drama. Yeah. In single parenthood, there I stood. By the time she was 21, had another one. Yeah. This one's a girl. What? Let's name her Pam. Same father as the first, but you don't. Irresponsible, plain not thinking. Yeah. Papa said chill, but the brother keep winking. Uh-huh. Still he won't down, you were down, you could hide. Right. On your side, while the slide. But mama got wise to the game, the youngest of five kids, hun, here it is. Yeah. After 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house. Word? Listen, positive over negative for the woman, a master. Uh-huh. Mother Queen's rising a chapter. Yeah. Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do when they reminisce over you, my God.
My God. So. Yeah, so lovely. Coming at ya.
When I date back, I recall a man off the family tree. My right hand, Papa Doc, I see. Woo. Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father when my biological didn't bother. Yeah. Taking care of this, so who am I to pick up? Not a bad ticker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver. Yeah. But you can never say that as life is through. Five kids at 21, believe he got a right to.
Right.
Here we go while I check the scene with the scene. At the age of 14, the same age, front page, no fuss, but I bet you all you know they live longer than us.
Right.
Never been seen now, that's where you're wrong. Uh-huh. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Nodding off sleep to a jazz tune. On the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him.
Yeah.
But this man, the cuss, hear it all in verbatim.
Uh-huh.
Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older.
Older.
We laughed all night at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God Almighty.
Uh-huh.
Use your sips of the
sips
when they reminisce over you, for real.
For real, baby. Like that. We for real. Coming at ya. See how smooth. Yeah. Come on.
I reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness the fitness.
Yeah.
Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point. T to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of big loose fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather.
Yeah.
My grandma Pam holds the family together.
Uh-huh.
My Uncle Doc's the greatest, better yet the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest.
Yeah.
I strive to be live, cause I got no choice and run my own business like my Aunt Joyce.
Yeah.
So Pete Rock hit me, no respect to when they reminisce over you. Listen.
Listen. Just listen.
Whip, I got ya. On the Friday, September 4th edition of Talking Heads. And that's a classic right there. Classic, classic, classic. MJ, what you know about that one right there? Oh, MJ going quiet on that one.
Not quiet. I'm just thinking about it. It's certainly
just stop.
It's certainly of that generation that you talked about, you know, and a lot of young Bahamians who definitely had the talent, you know, explored a lot of hip hop and R&B sounds, and you know, we did produce some really great artists out of that, and more importantly, we inspired another generation. So yeah, you know, kudos to all the guys that did their thing back in the day, Steph Legend included.
Yep, another one was the late great MDs. I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up MDs, man.
Seemed like we lose so many, like, way too soon. you know, way,
way too soon, way too fast, way too young. Let me check these texts out real quick. Naughty, I don't care about the military absence, big whoop, or the official chase. An innocent person doing the right thing in a residential area was destroyed.
Correct.
Perhaps it would have been better if the police had had a marked car with lights and sirens blazing. Perhaps we would have avoided the devastation. Big sigh.
Yeah. I tell you, I mean, it's so sad, you know? So sad to know that that's how he passed.
And there, but for the grace of God, go you or I, because there's a ton of behemoths that we drive in Florida.
We're there all the time. We rent cars, we drive, you know. Florida, for a lot of behemoths, is like a second home. So it's just, it's really painful. It hurts.
I drive in the U.S. to see that accident and see how life is. Naughty and MJ, we have to give thanks, bro.
Yeah.
What's up? I send a text on WhatsApp about BTC. It couldn't send through the text message. I cannot even watch football on my Fire Stick on Saturday or Sunday. Go to Green Parrot. You can watch it there. And they got all the games. And they got Cole Bruskies and great wings. Naughty, that police department needs to get sued, period. Naughty, it doesn't seem as though the police were traveling at a high speed. Excuse me? What video did you see, Texter?
Well, I mean, it's being described as a chase. We know that the deserter, that's what they say he is, he was surely traveling at a high speed. I mean, and you know, it was also painful. The videos out there, and his family and his friends, they have to see those moments. You know what I mean? It's tough.
Very tough. All right. So, like I said, we're going to take a break and we're going to get to the break. But like I said, we lost a big one in Stephen Legend on multiple levels, multiple platforms. And, you know, make sure that you tell the people who you love in your life that you love them, because obviously time, the next minute is not promised to anyone. None of us thought we would be hearing this news that Stephen took a trip and perished the way he did.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear that kind of stuff. But take an opportunity to make time, to take time, to let the people who you know, who you love, let them know that you love them. MJ, I love you. You know I love the boys. I love you.
And know that we love you.
And we love our listeners and our audience, and we love our Bahamas. And sometimes these are the sobering moments that bring us together, to let us know that it is bigger than politics. It is bigger than who got this car. It is bigger than who doing this. It is bigger than who doing that. Because all of those are material things. At the end of the day, what would be your legacy? What will you leave behind? There was a contribution to make the country better. That's one thing Steph did.
He made you can surely repeat that.
Better.
You can surely repeat that. And he has left behind with him a whole generation of young Bahamian artists and creatives that are, you know, doing what they're doing because he did what he did, that he inspired. And, of course, his work is still here to inspire us. So, again, deepest condolences to his family, who are going through a really, really tough time, all of his close friends in the whole country. Because, like I said, it's almost like everybody knew Steph, and we are all going to miss him. We love him and what he did for us as a people, and it's a big, big, big loss. So may he rest in peace.
Steph, may you rest in peace, my brother, and I'm going to miss you, bro. But I will see you on the other side, and I expect a big Kool-Aid graffiti piece when I get there. But until we meet again, my brother, peaceful journey, sleep in peace. May God have mercy on your soul. May God bless you and keep you. Let's get to the break. Hey, run that track for me, Mr. Producer. I think it's appropriate we leave with this one right here, man. All right? Mr. Adam Levine in Maroon 5. Here we go.
To the wish you were here, but you're not, cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I did not know no pain. When I believed in forever, everything would stay the same. Now my heart feels like December when somebody say your name.
Girl, I can't reach out to call you, but I know I will one day, hey. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, hey, hey. But everything gon' be alright, gon' raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your. Memories bring back, memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I never felt so lost. And I felt all of the hatred was too powerful to stop. And my heart feel like an ember, and it's lighting up the dark. I'll carry these torches for you, and you know I'll never drop. Yeah. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday. Yeah, yeah. Everything gon' be alright. Gonna raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
It starts with the school bell. Then comes the running, the noise, the mess, the whole crew coming over. It's the beautiful chaos of after school. But when hunger becomes one more thing to handle, you got this. Grab the KFC back to school bucket with 8 pieces of chicken, 4 biscuits, and 10 of the new mashies, including gravy for just $25. You even get a free fan while supplies last. Scan your receipt for your chance to win a fully loaded KFC backpack. Only at KFC Nassau, where it's finger looking good.
You have been saving, planning, and thinking about what comes next. Maybe your first home is closer than you think. With up to 95% mortgage financing from CIBC Caribbean, eligible clients can take a smarter step towards home ownership with guidance, tools, and support along the way. Your future deserves more than rent. Visit CIBCCaribbean.com/homeownership for more information. Conditions apply.
The Bahamas Public Parks and Public Beaches Authority invites you to Goodman's Bay Park every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. for free fitness sessions, and on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays at the same time for yoga sessions. Enjoy high energy aerobics, yoga, and even karate for the children. Grab your family, bring a friend. Fitness in the Park continues through September 5th, so come on out, get active, and join in the fun. Fitness in the Park, brought to you by the Bahamas Public Parks and Public Beaches Authority, because a healthier Bahamas starts with getting moving.
Every day we're told how to work, worship, love, and live by systems that were never built for our flourishing. But underneath the noise, there's an older wisdom waiting to be rediscovered. Tune in September 6th. Kahun Anku Sarah, that's right, yours truly, as Unplugged will be premiering Sunday at 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. 90 minutes to remember who you are.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
When love knock you down, she be
Knock it down.
Return of the thriller in Manila. Welcome to the fight of the year. So don't you worry about the weighing. Everybody's gonna be there. Extra, extra, read all about it. Love back at it, no way around it. 12-round match, only one way about it. Love it hard with no choking.
It's just a simple case of when love knock you down. They're saying TKO first minute in the second round. Hit you with the southpaw knocking you around. Ref done call it, take off the glove now. Cause love done knock you out. When love knock you down. She be the B.A. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
When love knock you down. She be the B.A. Knock it down.
You've been bobbing and weaving, dipping and dodging blows. But when I catch you with this left hook, it's gonna be a real KO. So don't you fight this feeling. Your training won't work no more. Because love got an uppercut when it hit you focus.
It's just a simple case of when love knock you down.
You brought it all to the studio. Friday, September 4th edition of Talking Heads. Naughty and Jenny Company right up until 6 p.m. The late MD is coming in and bringing us in on that one. Yeah, let me touch on everyone today, man, MJ.
My heart heavy today. Yeah, the whole country, you know, it's definitely a sad day for many of us that knew these young talented Bahamians and missed them so much. And, you know, all that they brought to the table in terms of national development, definitely another one that we miss. All right. Well, let me just say this, because I know that there are persons out there that are waiting for their, you know, career in paradise. Well, if you're ready for that career in paradise, Great Stirrup Key wants you to bring your skills to the job fair. It's happening September 10th and 11th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Betty Kelly Kenning Swim Complex. All you have to do is just bring your resume, bring your NIB card, and bring a government-issued ID. Positions are open for lifeguards, for security officers, for pool techs, for landscaping staff, also beach and yard crews, as well as kitchen attendants. So take your experience, take your energy, and get ready to impress. You could get
and
hired
have a
on
lifeguard.
Yeah, you could get hired on
pool
the spot.
And beach attendant. Take your swim trunks just in case.
Just in case, you know.
They are doing it at the swimming center, so they
you
might
know
want
that
see
means.
What you can do in the water.
Exactly, they may want to see. So be ready. Get down there. You never know. You may be hired on the spot, okay? Because they are definitely getting ready for you to get that dream job in paradise. It's happening again on September 10th and 11th. It'll go from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. right down there at the Betty Kelly Kenning Swim Complex. So you don't want to miss that. Something else you don't want to miss? Oh, this Sunday at Naughty Johnny's. That's right. This Sunday at Naughty Johnny's, we have our Sunday Fisherman Special. Yep, it's coming in super fresh. We're talking steam grouper, crab and rice and coleslaw for $35 plus VAT. That is this Sunday at Naughty Johnny's.
And
you
they
know
give
where
you
it
a big portion too, boy.
They give you, if it's big, it's like we share a plate. that's how much it is. We share a plate. You could have all the crab and rice inside. That steam grouper, yeah. Coleslaw, yeah, absolutely delicious. That is the Fisherman Special, the Sunday Fisherman Special, and it's happening this Sunday at Naughty Johnny. So you guys definitely better head out there and get yourself a delicious meal this Sunday at Naughty Johnny's. You know where they are. They're out there in the Old Fort Bay Town Center. So be sure to check them out.
All right, let me get these couple of texts in. Good afternoon, Naughty, and my favorite host, MJ. The Prime Minister said, "A picture speaks 1,000 words. I wonder what he meant by that. Very interesting.
You know what? I saw, and I think we have some audio. I saw a little interaction again with the Prime Minister. I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. I have not been following in detail what is happening with the questions that the media are posing to the Prime Minister with respect to the Bahamian that was tragically killed in Abaco. Warren Ellis, I hope I have the name right. I think he's better known as Spy. The press has been asking the prime minister some questions. I did see a quote where the prime minister said that he did not have a or he didn't have a personal relationship with him or didn't know him personally. I don't know what's happening here. But I did see this earlier today. I think we have it, the clip ready. They asked him again about, you know, the relationship. And I think the media, to be fair now, I think the media is focusing on potential government contracts and what relationship this gentleman that recently passed may have had with the party and the government. And the prime minister seems a bit frustrated with even being asked.
Flabbergasted, maybe?
There's something off, because even his demeanor, if you see the clip, he doesn't seem like himself. There's something that's really annoying him about this line of questioning or being asked these questions by reporters. So let's listen to the prime minister when he was asked about it. He was asked yesterday, he was asked again today. Let's hear how he responded today.
So there are some allegations that he received contracts to build homes in central Pine Town where prime minister
went. What's the factual basis to answer that question? Tell me where you got that information from and I'll deal with it. I'm tired of dealing with these allegations, man. Why don't you all ask me about how upskilled Bahamas is impacting the Bahamian people? Why don't you ask me how the food breakfast program is assisting our people in this way? Why don't you ask me about some of the initiatives that we have, you know?
Yeah, so I don't even know what to make of this.
Okay, why don't you ask me if I want a sandwich instead of saying, do we need new cabinets in the kitchen? Why don't you let me watch this football game in peace instead of saying you need new drapes in the front room and we have to put up a new rug?
Seriously, there's something strange about this whole thing. And even the prime minister,
you can clearly tell the reporters the questions, but he needs answered.
Clearly hear the frustration. He's now telling them, they're trying to direct them on what to ask him. I think it probably would have been better for him to just answer the question. I'm not interested in the prime minister and how many, you know, criminal adjacent or alleged criminals he may not know. As the other PM, former PM said, you know, he was one of the best defense attorneys in the country. I'm quite sure that our prime minister knows a ton of people from all sides of the tracks, right? So that's not, I don't think that's the focus. And if he feels that it's something personal, maybe that's why he's frustrated. But I think our prime minister, he's a very, 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 very smart man. And I would think he knows that they're trying to get at something more institutional, which is, did this person have a relationship with the government? Did they have contracts with the government? I didn't hear the reporter's question, so I'm not sure how it was phrased. But the PM seemed definitely ticked off to the point where he's like, let's talk about upskill. It's a great program, by the way. And yeah, you can talk about that, PM. And then he says, let's talk about the breakfast program. Another good program. Yes, that deserves some attention too. But
that's another 5 years. So we know you did that. Good job. Now do something else.
But he's telling them what to ask him as if they only focus on some things. But let's be real. How long have we been asking the Minister of Finance, for example, to give us more details on what's going on with our sovereign wealth fund / national investment fund? How many times have we asked questions about the $700 million? Do you hear answers coming on those questions?
Nothing. Nada. Zero.
No.
Zero.
No. Now there's just an annoyance on this question, which is, and I think there's a story that ran in one of the dailies that kind of brought this to the forefront. But the question is, did this gentleman have government contracts? Did he have housing contracts? That's the question. We don't need to know your personal relationship. I don't think that's germane unless something makes it germane. But the general question is, you have another person with certain allegations around their history and their name, and it's being reported out that perhaps this person had government contracts. And so, you know, a pattern starts to form. I think it's well within the public interest to ask the prime minister whether or not the gentleman had government contracts. That's the question that should be asked and answered. Not all the stuff about, well, I personally didn't know the person, or I have no relationship. Yeah, I mean, tragically, the gentleman passed. So right now, no one has in the present tense. And, you know, we watch stuff like that, too. we asking you about past tense, you answering in the present tense. So I think if the prime minister is annoyed, he or his office, he has a big communications team. We spend a lot of money on them. Just put out a statement, clarify that the gentleman never had government contracts, or if he did, you know, specify the nature of those contracts and move on. It's crazy seeing the PM get, because he doesn't, he's really kind of like level.
Jovial.
You don't see him, he's very jovial. You don't ever see him getting, you know, looking like he's super frustrated like that. So I was kind of like trying to figure out, well, what did they ask him? He looks so, and then I heard the question, I was like, yeah.
Let me just
answer it and move on, Prime Minister. So I think that that's probably the best thing to do, because I don't like seeing you looking all flustered like that.
Let me get to these texts real quick. I mentioned this maybe 3 years ago. In our country, the police need to reconsider police chases. Around the world, they are changing laws to make police chases illegal as they're considered a danger to the public. Chasing felons at high speeds and exchanging gunfire. Let's stay in the movies. We need more intelligent policing. Naughty, this year I heard you cry just as much as I heard you laugh on air. Prayers of comfort for you, my friend. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Can you guys please find out if the Auditor General's office is still functional? Because we haven't heard or seen a report from them since 2021. Naughty, when I was growing up, my mother always said to me, people will judge you by the company you keep. Obscure Bahamas is just a collection of free courses that you can find anywhere online that they put onto one platform. They aren't giving us anything for free that we can't search at and get.
Well, apparently we spend, and my memory serves me, we spend $12 million for those free courses, and then you get certificates with the university's name on it. So there's a lot of money. It's not, it's free to us, but it's, and free to some people out there for sure. Because some of the courses were available on other platforms that have since kind of gone down, like EDX and Coursera and Udemy and stuff like that. Some of those courses, you're right, were available, were free. But with this, you get a certificate, and it is definitely not free for the country. We spend millions to keep Upskill going, and I think it is benefiting some Bahamians. But yeah, maybe we look at that price tag a little bit more, because you're right, some of those courses were free.
Naughty and MJ, I find that drug dealers are popping up much too frequently in the dealings of high offices in this administration. Yeah. Dr. Minnis stood in the House of Assembly and warned PM Davis to remove the government from relationships with criminals. The PM gave an explanation of second chances. Minnis clarified that he was talking about major contracts and could say no more as he feared for his life. What is going on? Can someone in the 33 who cares about this country please speak up?
I'm glad they texted that. I do remember. I tend to watch the House, you know, when they're in session, about 40, 50 days a year. I tend to watch them, and I do recall that exchange and hearing the former prime minister say that he did fear for his life. So, yeah, so things are serious. And I think they're even more serious because of the case out of New York, the case out of Georgia, and everything else that we've seen recently in terms of persons with criminal, particularly narco trafficking histories, and them being able to obtain government contracts. So I think for this one, especially since I see the prime minister looks like he's very frustrated, the best thing to do is for the OPM communications team, go ahead, put the statement out there, quell the stories. You know, you're saying, oh, this is crazy to be asking him that. Asking him if he knows criminals may be a bit crazy, because yes, he knows criminals, many, many criminals. He was a criminal defense attorney. I'm sure he knows many criminals. But the important question is, do those criminals, particularly the one, we ain't talking no second chance people now. We're talking people who people alleging still may be participating in an illicit lifestyle. Do they have a relationship, a formal relationship with the government of this country, and have some of them with their checkered pasts and all, been able to somehow obtain multi-million dollar or high dollar value government contracts? Because again, we go back to due diligence and vetting, and that's what we're really trying to drive at. So they could put this fire out today. I don't get it.
All right, it's almost that time to get up out of here. MJ, I'm getting the high sign from Mr. Producer. We want everybody to get into your weekend. Have a great weekend. All right, be sure to join me, Pearly, Statboy, Mega, Clint J, for the Press Box on Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., brought to you by The Island Game, KFC Nassau, Green Parrot, and Harborside Marine. We'll be hooking you up, getting you ready for the NFL season, all the divisional previews and breakdowns and predictions and so on and so forth. All right, now we got that out of the way. Before I get out of here, Naughty, can you break one more off for the late, great Steph and legend before you leave? I got one in mind that I could break off before I leave, for Steph, before I get out of here. Naughty, what happened to your joke of the week? MJ, are you going to do joke of the week?
Oh, no. Okay, let's...
Mr. Producer, you ready for this one?
Let us see. Yeah, line the music up, Mr. Producer, because...
All right, here we go.
I can only imagine where we're going with this. Go ahead.
In Trinidad, a piece of pie costs $2. In Jamaica, a piece of pie costs $6. In Nassau, a piece of pie costs $7. And these are the pie rates of the Caribbean.
I'm done. You guys have a great weekend. I'm done.
You like that one, Mr. Producer? You like that one? Let's go. Have a great weekend, 242. Steph, we're going to miss you, man, but you know what? See you at the crossroads, my brother.
She working on a plan to heaven. Follow the Lord all 24/7 days. God is who we praise. Even though the devil's all up in my face, but he keeping me safe and in my place. Say grace to the gates of race, but I'd change the face of judge. And I got my soul with books. Grudge because there's no mercy for thugs. Ooh, what can I do? It's all about the family and how we grow. Can I get a witness? Let it unfold. We live in our lives, we turn our soul. Hell, hell.
Now follow me, road stroll. Weather is teller, it's seven. Come, let's go take a visit to the people that's long gone there.
While he's there, terrible.
Instead of keeping up with family, exactly how many days we got lasting? While you laughing, we're passing the way.
We gon' raise our souls, cause I know I'ma meet you up at the crossroad. Y'all know if I ever got love with them both thugs, baby.
Let me be long gone, really wish you could come home. But when they tell to die, gotta go bye-bye. All the little thug could do was cry. Kill my dog. Yeah, man, I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all. And he shouldn't be gone in front of his home. When they did, the rule was wrong. Who's wrong? Gotta hold on, gotta stay strong. When it comes, better believe on. Gotta show that you can lean on.
Yeah, we pray. Every day. And we pray.
See you at the crossroads.
That's how we
were.
Living in a hateful world.
Sending
it straight. That's how we
were.
Living in a hateful world.
Sending it
straight. That's how we
were.
And I'm
asking
a good little
why
your side. He told me we lived
in time. Was all of that money, y'all. See, my nigga cousin was
home. Somebody really.
Everybody wanted
just to
stop.
Getting
to sneeze. Instead of easy to fall.
You know where we're sitting and cussing and tending. No, they didn't win the league.
Wanna
come again.
Again and again.
Now tell me what you gonna do.
Can somebody, anybody tell me why?
Hey.
Can somebody, anybody tell me why?
We die.
So I don't wanna die.
Go wrong.
See you at the crossroads.
So you won't be lonely.
So you won't be lonely.
See you at the crossroads.
So you won't be lonely.
See you at the crossroads.
So you won't be lonely.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place.
Some things just belong together. KFC crispy chicken, creamy honey mustard, and delicious bacon. Get them all in one irresistible bite with the new honey mustard crunch chicken sandwich at KFC Nassau. Get your honey mustard crunch sandwich for only $8.95, including VAT. Or go big with the honey mustard crunch bag that has a piece of finger-licking good chicken, a drink, fries, and biscuit, plus a sweet mango dessert treat for one low price. Mm. This sandwich was meant to be finger-licking good and is only at KFC.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Pentagon, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon Island Game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, go play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game, so put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Since 1999, Storm Frame Windows has been the name Bahamians trust for authentic, tested, impact-rated windows and doors. 26 years, zero failures during Hurricane Dorian. Somewhere, a hurricane is still filing a complaint. Protect your biggest investment. Call Storm Frame Windows at 325-6633. Storm Frame Windows, proven since 1999. Undefeated ever since.